A press conference yesterday here at the Vatican announced a series of events that will mark the 80th anniversary of the signing of the Lateran Pacts, which heralded the birth of Vatican City State. The pacts were signed on the 11th of February 1929, and an exhibit will open on that date this year and run through May. A concert would also take place here at the Vatican to commemorate the pacts. The Secretary General of the governing body of Vatican City State, Cardinal Renato Boccardo, spoke with Philippa Hitchin about the anniversary.
Pope Pius XI wanted to have a small territory where the Holy See could live and work. So he worked a lot with the Italian government, and in 1929, the 11th of February, the two delegates, Cardinal Pietro Gasparri, the Secretary of State, and Mr. Benito Mussolini, the head of the Italian government, signed the agreement between the two parts. So we will expose in our exhibition the original document, which is kept in the Vatican archives, and so people will see all this process preparing the Trattato del Laterano and the new situation for the Pope and the Roman Curia.
It was a time of great tension, wasn't it, between the Vatican and the newly founded state of Italy. How can we describe that relationship or the development of that relationship perhaps over the decades?
Well, we have to know that in 1870, the Italian government took all the territories in central Italy, where the power of the Pope was working and staying. After that time, the Pope stayed only in the Vatican, and he was like a prisoner. So during 50 years and more, they were very difficult moment between the Italian government and the Vatican.